this all the time. I come over here to record with Ashley, and we have all the best fucking conversations in the world, and we're not recording.
Yeah, well.
It drives me insane. What's up, guys? It's your girl, Edith Yolanda. And I'm with none other, Ashley C.
Hey, guys.
And y'all just heard water because Ashley is over here seasoning up some shrimp. Let me tell you something. This is probably the best fucking podcast ever here in life because... it's just real. Yeah. Ashley's cleaning out her sink. I'm over here just sipping. I'm leaning because I'm so tired. But you don't want me to say tired anymore.
Do you want some wine? She's sipping water, guys.
I don't want any wine, Ashley. I will be asleep on this podcast.
What do you want?
Oh, is that Stella Rosa?
Oh, well, yeah. You want?
Oh, wait a minute.
I just bought it because I keep hearing you talk about it all the time.
Bitch. Is that Stella Rosa?
Yeah.
Girl, let's crack it open. Listen, guys. We're going to have a great show. I mean, we got so much to talk about. Have you guys listened to the last podcast? I mean, it was pretty fucking awesome.
It was.
We talked about friendships.
We sure did.
We talked about being more than friends.
We sure did.
I wonder if my friend heard it. Huh. I have no idea. But at the end of the day, we'll see. We're going to try to get Mike Doc in on this show because we need a male perspective.
Right.
Also, Ashley, I just wanted to let you know that one of my coworkers who I'm very, very fond of told me we need to call him.
He's ready. I'm ready.
He's ready.
He's bright.
So we're going to have to invite Cam on the show because... he said that he has a lot of shit to say.
Oh, good. That's
so, guys, we're going to take a quick break. You know we got to do word on the street. And when we return, the topic for this show is freaking wonderful. I'm looking at Ashley trying to open up this damn wine bottle.
Oh, God. You know I don't know how to crack open tequila.
Whoa. You about to mess this all the way up. Not the Stella Rosa bottle, bitch.
Sorry.
Listen, we are going to be right back. I'm going to crack open this wine bottle. Ashley's going to get me a glass and season up these shrimps. These scrimps.
You want ice?
Scrimps.
I always have to put like a couple of cubes of ice.
I mean, it's white wine. It should be chilled. But I'll just take a cube. Just like one cube. And we'll be right back. Hey guys, so we're back. It is time for word on the street. Ashley doesn't really know this, but she's over here cooking some shrimp, and I'm just letting her know that I'm about to bust this shit down too. So she might as well save me like three or four of them. Because it's smelling good up in here. But literally, guys, listen, word on the street, let's get into it because Ashley brought it up. I'm actually sick and tired of talking about colorism in 2019. Oh, dear God. But I'm going to go ahead and let's talk about it. So, Lil' Kim, 50 Cent, and Notori Naughton.
Notori, she's the leading...
she's Tasha.
Right, on Power.
On Power. We all know who 50 Cent is. We all know who Lil' Kim is. Blank stare. Okay, so... we know that Notori Naughton has had some issues with, you know, the industry in the past, especially with 3LW, the group that she formerly was in, with Adrian Ballon and the other girl, Kima, whatever her name is. But anyway, because this is why I say, like, we don't even know really these other girls. I mean, we know that Adrian... We know. What's her name? Keeney? Keeney?
I don't know. I just know. Remember, one of them had a really bad list.
Right. And so it's kind of like, this is my whole thing, right? We know that Notori Naughton has had a hard time in the industry being respected because of her look. She was the only brown skin, very dark skin, young girl in the group. From what I understand, they treated her horribly. Colorism plays a major part in the industry still today in 2019, but I honestly believe it's because we make it an issue. And when I say we, I mean black people.
Okay.
I mean black people. I don't know if you guys know this, but I have a set of twin nieces, and one was lighter than the other, and it used to make my ass crawl and itch when they would say the light-skinned twin. Like, they would literally sit back and say the light-skinned twin and the dark-skinned twin. And I was like, y'all are so fucking ignorant. They're both babies. They're both brown babies. Yes, one has a deeper hue than the other. But it was just, you could see that people in the community, people in the family would favor one twin over the other twin because one twin was lighter than the other twin.
That shit is so real.
It was so disgusting to me because you have two beautiful, healthy babies and you're putting the appeal and what makes one look prettier than the other based on skin tone. So we know colorism is real. But, however, I know 50 Cent is an asshole. I know 50 Cent is rude. I know 50 Cent
is a troller.
He no longer has his Instagram account because of it. But let me tell you why I fucking love 50 Cent.
Oh, God.
Like, I seriously dislike 50 Cent. But let me tell you why I would have sex with him still. Okay. He is still sexy. He is still amazingly funny, and he is still fucking filthy rich.
Okay.
Now, I saw the picture that 50 Cent posted next to the Tory Notton. Now, this is where I have the issue, especially amongst black women, right? That picture had nothing to do with that girl's color. 50 Cent was being a troll, like 50 Cent trolls. It was the angle, and this is the crazy thing. We all know that this bitch got edges. We know she has hair. We know that she was pulled back in a tight ponytail.
That one episode where Ghost punched, like, duped her in the forehead.
Uh-huh.
That was the episode they were talking about. He was saying Ghost knocked her edges. That's how it started. He said Ghost knocked her edges off her forehead when he duped her in the forehead. That, you know that one scene where he got physical?
Oh, I didn't know how this started. This is what I'm saying. This shit is funny to me. But we have so many women that went and said, oh, she's a beautiful black queen and yada, yada, yada. And this is about, you know, colorism and treating black women a certain type of way. What the fuck are you talking about? These two, and this is why I say to a lot of people, if you are not comfortable in the skin that you're in, if you're in the entertainment industry, it's going to eat you alive. When you become a superstar, you can't let what other people say about you affect you. Turn them notifications off. Turn those comments off. I think that that's one of the reasons why I'm so happy that Instagram is
getting rid of the likes.
My people put too much emphasis on things that it shouldn't even be an issue. Now you women have this girl in her feelings and making her feel insecure over a joke. Now, this is my thing. 50 Cent, if you have rub someone the wrong way, or if you were offensive to them, dude, just apologize and move on.
Now, what's crazy is he apologized and then he went back and said something else.
And I think it was because she posted a final season of Power.
Oh,
and
did like, we get it? Slightly petty. Yeah.
It wasn't slightly petty.
I helped make this.
She, right. And she wanted to have her last, you know, say in it. So, but 50 Cent knows that he needs to, 50 Cent is not going to be the bigger person. You know what I'm saying? It's just like an annoying ass brother that is always talking shit to you. And you're like, leave me alone. Like, you're tired of your brother trolling you. Like, I don't understand. But you know what? There's a weird type of tension between Notori Naughton and 50 Cent. Because I've noticed this. Every time she talks about 50 Cent's character in the show Power, they always, like, you can tell she rolls her eyes. Like, she really does not like Kanan.
You think there's, like, some sexual tension or something?
And especially when 50 Cent said that, you know, he believed that Kanan and Tasha had sex and so on and so forth. And I really think that that could be an issue. I really don't know. But I, for some reason, you know, like, how you go to work and you don't like your boss, but you got to still go to work. I feel like that's how it is with her. You don't like your boss, but you still got to go to work.
True.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, I excuse 50 Cent on this one.
Dang, really?
I really do. I think the shit was funny. It was absolutely. There's no. There is nowhere in that picture of that little ugly thing that is.
Whoever ends up with you, they gotta have some thick skin.
No, it was funny. Okay, listen. My whole thing is that we know that Notori Naughton does not look like that character on that damn picture.
But in that...
It has nothing to do with her skin tone. It has everything to do with them edges pulled back and that ponytail up.
Oh, Lord. But that's still like... What if somebody's dealing with a lot of stuff and you say something like that and then they want to kill themselves the next day? And you were the reason... Like, why... perpetuate the issue. Like, be nice, be kind to people. He apologized once, leave
Ashley,
alone.
If everybody was supposed to be nice, you would never go to another comedy show. You would never look at anything. You just sent me something on Instagram just the other day of this lady fucking cursing her boyfriend out, and he got out of the car on the freeway and jumped on the other side.
That shit was
because,
funny.
See what I mean? So how is that funny? That man almost lost his life on the freeway.
That was wrong. That was wrong.
Give me a break. This is what I'm saying. And I told my mom this the other day because my mom was going through something where somebody was just really at her constantly. And she was like, you know, I can't believe this person would say this about me, yada, yada, yada. And I told my mom, I said, Mom. I said, you got to go back to what you would teach your kids. Sticks and stones may break your bones, but words will never fucking hurt me.
Now that's just a lie. Words hurt.
Girl, fuck words.
If I call you a dirty bitch.
Bitch, I know I'm not dirty.
And I hope you fucking rotten hell like the way your mama
should. Bitch, I know I ain't
hell.
Going to hell.
That's it. Nuh-uh.
Fuck you and your mama.
Woo.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we got to learn how to, what? Yes.
Act like the shit don't hurt because the shit still hurts.
The shit
hurts. When somebody calls you ugly, when someone says you trifling, when someone says you're a liar.
Ashley.
Even if you're not.
Ashley.
So when your feelings get... Okay.
That's somebody's opinion. Y'all got to... See, this is what I'm thinking about. You know, all these kids that are committing suicide and these kids that are confused these days. It's because we have parents out here that are not teaching their children who they really are. You got a lot of fucking weak people today that are really being solidified and validated off of a fucking heart on Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
You niggas are crazy. Do you know how many times I got beat up at school?
You got beat up?
Like, jumped beat up.
What?
I swear to God, people didn't like the way that I talked. I got in a fight one day with a boy because he said that I thought that I was better than everybody else because my mother didn't allow me to ride the bus. She dropped me off at school every day. So he fought me. Shout out to Sean King.
Woo, he fought you because something you had no control over.
No control, because my mom didn't want me to ride the bus with them badass kids.
And what's crazy is I went to a private school and my parents still didn't want us to ride the bus.
So, you know, like, my whole thing is this. I mean, I was teased because I was a chubby girl. But the crazy thing about it was that I was a pretty girl. So the niggas that was really teasing me about being a fat girl really liked me back in the day because I was pretty and you know, had this beautiful skin and hair. And then they were like, she's pretty, but I'm still going to tease her. Like, we got to start, like, really telling our kids, letting them know where they come from, their history, letting them know who they are. The reason why Lil' Kim is still up in arms about Notori Naughton playing her character as Lil' Kim in the Notorious B.I.G. movie is because nobody told Lil' Kim that she was a beautiful brown girl.
Now she's beautiful and white.
She's not even beautiful. I don't think beautiful is when you can't even fucking move your face. She might be a beautiful person on the inside, and but still, you got some work to do, sis, because at the end of the day, you still are upset about somebody who is a brown-skinned person playing your role. Who do you think they were going to get? Zoe Saldana?
I don't know.
Who does she think she is? When you look at the pictures of Lil' Kim side by side with Notori Naughton from Lil' Kim in the 90s,
it's more realistic. Yeah.
Lil' Kim before her nose job looks like Notori.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Her skin, mm-hmm, the same. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But because we put so much emphasis, and it's our community that's still perpetuating this. And I'm sorry, but when you still support people like, and I know y'all are gonna say something about this, but when you still support people like Chris Brown, like who's the basketball player who wouldn't let any black girls on his boat after the championships? I can't remember his name.
What the hell?
When you guys still support these men that don't support
you. Again, or something? Because one of my best friends, her little brother, posted something like I like Chris. He posted something today and was like, if you ladies are still supporting, ladies, he's not saying black women, he's just saying women in general.
Uh-huh.
He said, if you ladies are still supporting Chris Brown, you have no respect for yourself.
No.
Did he do something else?
So, there's been some things that Chris Brown has said in the past that I just thought that was pretty disrespectful, especially when he's talked about skin tones, hair texture, his type. It's all been negative towards, darker skin, kinkier hair textured black women.
What? Okay, I feel like that's...
You can have a type,
yeah,
don't knock down your fans, your people who are supporting you.
But why is kinky always associated with dark? I'm confused.
Maybe, I don't know.
I don't have kinky hair.
You don't?
And I'm very dark.
Yeah. And I have the Mobutu straight out of Africa, tight curls.
So that's why I'm like, why is it still even being like, kinky is dark, wavy and curly is light? Why is it, how is that even still a thing?
It is a thing, and that's what I'm trying
to say. I feel like
that's
why I was not offended when Chris Brown was saying like nappy head, like, you know, stuff like that, because I don't consider myself nappy.
But I don't understand why it's nappy hair or why it's kinky hair.
He shouldn't be talking about it.
But why is it a bad thing?
And it is not, because honestly, I feel like people who have more coarse hair, their hair lasts.
Girl.
If the people with the thinner hair, they end up bald early and...
Baby,
all
listen.
All that stuff. I don't know. I just feel like...
It's something that we have to fix in our community. One of the reasons why I'm so happy that we have these social media outlets like Instagram, Snapchat, Facebook, is because we have been seeing women across the globe that have various different shades of black.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been showing how beautiful they all are. Mm-hmm. It's just something about people who still perpetuate that beauty is one way. Beauty is multiple ways. What about, you know what really scares me?
Uh-oh.
No, I'm serious. Because I'm a woman of a particular age, as Wendy Williams would say.
Okay.
And what really, really scares me is like one day, if I have a child, right?
Mm-hmm.
And my child has a birth defect where my child may have a club foot or a cleft palate.
Uh-huh.
And I'm afraid that people would not see the beauty in my child, the joy of my child, because beauty is one way. You know what I'm saying? If your baby doesn't have a head full of curly ringlets and maybe some light brown eyes and, you know, light cocoa colored skin or a... You know what really pissed me off the other day? This girl at my job, right?
Uh-huh.
And she was like, oh, I just love mixed babies. I just think that mixed babies are so adorable. And I was like, what about all babies are adorable? What about all babies that bring joy? What about that? What about the innocence of a baby, of a child? Why would you just put it as mixed babies are so beautiful? What about them bald-headed white children? They beautiful.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, stop putting beauty in one form or one way.
It's one-dimensional.
It's so sick to me. You know, I see, you know, a lot of people might think that I'm crazy because I'm a makeup artist. So I see beauty in different ways. Like, you know, a person might have a beautiful set of, like, their lips might be beautiful. Mm-hmm. Or their eyes might be beautiful. Or they might have a beautiful bone structure to their face. But it's not like, oh, they're overall just drop dead gorgeous. I see beauty in some of the things that a lot of people won't say is beautiful. Sure. So I just really feel like we're putting light on this colorism thing. And maybe it's something that we need to talk about, you know, in the future in depth. Another thing that really kind of pissed me off, oh dear God, was this Eva from the Housewives of Atlanta calling Porsha, and ooh, thank you, Ashley. Ashley brought me the scripts, girl. Porsha, she called Porsha and Kenya the nappy head. Oh, Lord God. I don't know what, I honestly... Isn't Eva black? Because when I was looking at the comments, people were saying that she always does this to black women, and I thought
she was mixed, or she...
She's black, even if she's mixed.
No, I'm saying, like, I think she's...
Even if she's mixed, that bitch is black.
She's black, but if she's mixed, she's also whatever else the fuck she is.
The fuck? I'm mixed.
No, I'm talking about direct, like...
I'm talking about we ain't... What the
if
fuck?
If that's the case, everyone else, everyone's
everybody
mixed.
Is fucking mixed, right.
So everyone's black. You can't say that.
Yes.
Okay. But no.
Yes. These white people getting their DNA and getting shot the fuck up.
Oh,
like,
God.
Oh my God, I have 2% sub-Saharan.
Oh God.
Bitch, you're black.
Right. Oh God. I mean,
you're black, bitch.
That's how you identify. There are people who are.
But I don't think that Eva was trying to be. She can't be racist. Mm-hmm. She can't. You know what? The other day, I called a girl at my job. I said, "You ashy asshole." So I can't call her ashy asshole. She was ashy. If I say I'm not dealing with
okay.
with these nappy ass headed hoes, will y'all get mad at me?
I don't know.
Let these people say what the fuck they want and stop petitioning for them to get off of the Housewives. We don't care about them bitches anyway.
They're trying to petition for her to get off?
Of course.
Because of that? But she brings... I swear to God. It's always something.
Then somebody had the nerve. And the audacity to say that she's not classy. They said...
That Eva's not classy.
Right. And they want her off the show. So you mean to tell me that Nene Leakes is classy?
They've all had their classless moments.
Candy Burrs is classy.
I don't
Candy
know.
Burrs is classy.
Yes. She actually conducts herself with the most class on that show, in my opinion. She could be petty. I don't think she...
Porsha is classy.
God, don't get me caught up.
Even Miss Phaedra, fake Phaedra, Southern Belle, is classy.
Yeah, she just trifling.
Bitch, that... Oh, see, what it... We gotta figure out what is classy. Mm. Really? Mm. Really? None of these bitches got class.
Why?
None of them are classy. You sitting up here on national television, always beefing, always fighting.
I mean, but they have to
always
do that.
Starting shit.
They have to do that.
No, they don't.
Then the show's not gonna get the ratings. They
do.
Again.
No, you want to know? No, they does not have to do that.
And
the
right.
level that they take it to, Ashley.
That's why people have gotten removed off the show because they weren't bringing any drama or whatever to the. I didn't know if you were gonna like that. That's kind of spicy.
Listen. At the end of the day, y'all either gonna support these hoes. Or you're not. You won't let them say what they want to say because they're going to try to bring the drama.
Mm-hmm.
Or you're not. Stop clocking what these bitches are saying and trying to take a check. If you don't like a person, you don't like a person. You don't have to. If you don't like Cynthia Bailey, then don't buy that bitch's sunglasses.
Okay.
If you don't like,
but don't try to.
If you don't like Eva, then don't go and buy Eva's lip gloss. If you don't like Nene Leakes, then don't go to Nene Leakes' goddamn
if you
boutique.
Don't, like Kenya, don't buy
but
her.
Let
hair,
these
her
people
hair products are
do...
actually really good. Just thought I'd put that out there.
Let these bitches do what they do. And if you want to support this franchise, support the franchise. And that's all I'm going to say about this goddamn colorism. Y'all need to do a lot of research, reading, prayer, and supplication. Because right now, black people lost. We don't know why we have these ideas in our head of what beauty is. We don't understand where it came from or any of that. Right. And Chris Brown being from Virginia, we know that he has been brought up around... a lot of colorism and,
right.
you know, mixing up of races and stuff like that. So, yes, there I know people who still don't want their children to marry dark-skinned men mm-hmm. or dark-skinned women because they don't want their children to be dark.
Mm-hmm.
That's some sick shit to me. We got to figure out why we're still doing this. But anyway, we've had enough about this colorism shit. Now, listen... We have a good show lined up for you guys. I'm about to eat these shrimp and bust them down because I tried one. And let me tell you something. Ashley got everybody thinking that this bitch can't cook. The bitch can cook. And I'm not here for it. So, Ashley, you figure out what dish you bring for Thanksgiving. On that note, stay tuned with the damn truth. Let's go. Here Ashley go again, y'all. She wanna start before we hit the record button. All so right. Listen, guys, today's topic got me thinking, right? Because I have a friend,
mm-hmm.
and I'm learning that with this new friend, I have to teach him how to treat me. There's certain things that I want, even though we're not in a relationship, there's certain things that I want that if he's not willing to do for me, that's going to be a problem.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is that I want him to come and see me more. I want to go on frequent dates. I want to experience the city and everything else and more,
well,
right?
You can't fuck him then.
What?
If you fuck him.
Yeah.
Before you've established what you need, because you don't know where it's gonna go. If you, they're gonna kind of, it's kind of one of the things like, well, it was no issue before. We was chilling and doing this and this and this. Now you want me to take you out on dates. I'm not saying
so you believe.
Him.
So you believe that
you gotta not, just hold out a little bit. That's all. I'm not saying be completely abstinent or.
So you believe that if that's the case, that. After y'all have sex, do you think he's going to stop taking you out on dates and going places with you?
No. I'm saying it's what you start, like, how you set it up.
Uh-huh.
If you jump right into the sex, you're gambling. He may or may not. Because there are people who say, we fucked him the first night, and we had our happily ever after, and we're married now.
Very rare.
But it happens. Oh. And then there are people who fuck on the first night, second night, or wait 3 days, a week, and that's just what it is, and they don't get what they really want. Like, you have to, I don't know how to explain it, like, but I'll say, you know, you never know someone else's intention. So if you have a like an idea of what you want, you have to like make that known up front.
Of course. That should be it. So
you don't reward people for things they haven't done.
Right.
Okay. That's really what I'm getting.
And the crazy thing about it is that I've been in certain situations where I've been with a person. We didn't have sex on the first night. That's not my steez. I don't do that. Mm-hmm. But we did end up becoming intimate very soon.
Okay.
And I had long-term relationships with the person.
And
it was meaningful or whatever. I think you have to look at the person and what it is that, how their personality is, mm-hmm. and if they're really that type of person. You know what I'm saying? Because there are some men who, I mean, I've been with guys who wanted to jump in a relationship with me right away.
Okay.
And they were overbearing and, you know, really wanting to know where I was and buying me flowers and, you know, but that was back in the day. It seems like, and so the reason why I'm saying this is because I asked this guy who is fairly older than me. He's like 10, 11 years older than I am.
Okay.
And I said to him, I was like, I need you to treat me like how men used to treat me in the 90s.
Okay. Were you dating in the 90s?
Yeah, I was like a freshman. I had my first boyfriend ever in the 8th grade. So that was 96.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
That's not real dating.
That's not real dating, but I mean, back in the day, men used to... Okay, so if you want to say real dating, like as a grown woman...
Like, I feel like 20.
Okay, so 2000.
Okay, early 2000s.
2000, 2001, 2002, mm-hmm. I'm 18, mm-hmm. 2001, I'm 19, niggas, I mean, I remember I had a fake ID when I came here to go to college, velvet room, men would invite me up into their VIP sections, mm-hmm. you know, what are you drinking,
oh,
what are your girls
anymore.
Drinking, y'all come party with us, then after the club, where y'all going, y'all want to go get something to eat, you know,
they
my nigga that I used to date, I'll never, shout out to Ramon Jones, I'm going to just put names out there. Ramon Jones was my first boyfriend in the ATL that was a serious boyfriend. I was 19 years old. I believe Ramon was like 2 years older than I was.
Okay.
When I tell you this nigga gave me a book of poems that he wrote for me.
Oh, wow.
Like a book of poems.
Aww.
Songs that he had written, like little, like he used to like, you know, draw in his little journal. He would have like pictures of me that he drew.
Oh, wow. He was in love.
I mean, like, but what happened? Like, I feel like everybody is so burnt out and damaged and nobody wants to be.
Also, there's too many easy people. And there's too many people. So, you have to like move to Kansas or something.
Bitch.
Or Nebraska.
Did you just say Kansas?
I'm saying like here in Atlanta, like I can only speak for Atlanta because this is where I live and I've grown up. But like, yeah, I would go out. I would meet a guy. He would ask me, like you said, what I'm drinking.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, so my friend's sitting over there, like, and he'd be like, what is she drinking?
Right.
But now it's like, ladies, make sure you got enough cash with you tonight.
Okay, so time out.
Ain't no telling.
Time out, because I want
to... Unless you're going out with the guy that you are with.
But time out. You said, this is something, and this is where I think that it's an issue too.
What?
I want to know this honestly, right?
What?
If I go out...
Okay. I usually not bring money out.
Hold on. If we go out, right?
Okay.
It's me, you, and maybe another person. Mm-hmm. Maybe your god sister. Mm-hmm. And a guy is looking at me.
Okay.
I'm not expecting him to purchase drinks for all my girls.
No, that's fine. But what I'm saying is all of this has been lost, period.
But the reason why I bring that up is because I feel that men sometimes think that women are expecting... Mm-hmm. Or Because I had a situation where I was like in, you know, one of our group settings.
They are expecting. Yeah.
I went out with this girl. Uh-huh. Can I tell you how? Okay, story time. You know, it's got a story time. So I went to jail, right? I went to jail. Okay, bitch, went to jail.
What?
Okay, so I went to jail, girl. It was so fucked up. I worked that whole day. Went to Wendy's, got me some spicy chicken nuggets. I was chilling on the road, just tired, ready to go home. I really had worked like 8-9 hours, tired. Coming through Suwanee, Georgia.
Okay.
And this cop pulls me over. And I'm like, what the fuck? I know I'm not speeding. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm eating my spicy chicken nuggets. Like, I'm not speeding.
Right.
So he pulls me over. He says, ma'am, do you know your headlight is out in the front? And I was like, really? I was like, no, I was unaware. He was like, okay, it's all right. He was like, I'm going to give you a warning, but I want you to go ahead and get that, fixed. Because if another cop pulls you over, he might give you a ticket. I'm just giving you a warning. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, okay, sir, sure. So he goes, runs my license or whatever, comes back. He was like, hey, can you step out the car for a second?
Whoa.
So I was like, yeah, sure. He was like, I want to show you this headlight. I was like, okay. So I step out the car, girl. He was like, oh, so what's going on with your license? And I was like, my license? He was like, yeah. He was like, it says your license is suspended. I said, suspended? For what? I said, my license isn't expired. He was like, yeah, they have you for an unpaid ticket in South Carolina.
Oh, boy.
So I was like, I haven't been to South Carolina in about a year. He said, oh, this actually happened 2 years ago. So I said, 2 years ago? I said, 2 years ago? I was like, I paid for that ticket. He was like, well, in the system, it doesn't say that. So I need you to put your hands behind your back.
Woo!
And I was like, what?
Oh, no.
He was like, yeah, it says that your license is suspended and you have a warrant for your arrest. I said, oh, I'm not going to jail. Girl, the next thing I knew, this nigga was like, he was talking his little walkie-talkie inside of it.
Oh, God.
Yo, I literally resisted arrest. I literally resisted arrest. Next thing I knew, it was like 3-4 cop cars. Boop, 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 boop. And I was like, y'all are fucking arresting me in front of the karate center. And all these kids are watching me. Girl, I was like, pissed the fuck off, crying. I've never in life gotten arrested before, right? So I'm in jail, meet this girl. This girl was like, you look familiar. I was like, really? She was like, yeah. She was like, you in a Facebook group called ATL Live. And I was like,
oh, dear.
Yeah. So we kicked it or whatever. She was like, but then come to find out, this bitch actually was in jail for, like, boosting. Now, here I am. I'm in here just, you know, speeding ticket. Yeah. You know. But hold on. I did pay the ticket, but the ticket was paid a week late. I didn't realize that it was a week late to pay the ticket because I was moving and stuff like that. Paid the ticket, but I paid it a week late. So when I paid it a week late, the sheriff's put a warrant out for my arrest because I didn't show up to court. It was in South Carolina. I was just gonna pay the ticket. I think I paid the ticket over the phone too, like that. Nobody said, oh ma'am, you have a warrant out for your arrest. Like, they just took the fucking money. I'm driving around for like 3 years not knowing that I have a goddamn expired, license was, whatever. They fucked up my license. I had to go and get my license reinstated. It was crazy. So anyway, to make a long story short, I met this girl in jail. And we were both in the group ATL Live on Facebook. Mm-hmm. This is when groups were just like starting, right? Mm-hmm. And so we went to like, she was like, we're gonna get together. She was like, give me your number. So we had our, you know, our numbers, exchanged them, whatever. And we went out to the club. And this guy, who actually ended up being my boyfriend, was like, trying to holler at me. And we went to, because usually we have like the meetups at the club or at the lounge, and you know, that's how people from the groups get to know each other or whatever. And so he was like, you know, talking to me. He was like, what are you drinking? I told him. And she came up and was like, can you get me a drink too?
Ooh, no, no. You're not supposed to say it like that, man. Oh, God, no. No, you don't
get I'm looking at this bitch like, who are you? Like, and then from that point on, I knew, I was like, oh, no, we can't hang.
Right.
Because there's a different type of class that I exude. I would never go up
and have someone to buy me a drink.
Inject myself in a conversation and say, can I get a drink? Can you buy a drink for our friend, too? Mm-hmm. Like, I thought that was the most tacky shit. So when you look at it, this is what
do you mean by you were talking about men expecting?
So this is what I'm saying. No, not men expecting, women expecting to get certain things from men who don't know them, or
the men are the same way. I remember men who used to buy me drinks and they would follow me around the club and they would offer. I didn't ask them for, my name is Ashley.
Okay, now Ashley, then do you get the drink and just walk away?
No, I am not that mean.
Okay.
I am not that mean. I will make them feel good. No, because even last night I went out. Dumb guy came in my face and Dominique shut that shit down.
What did Dominique say?
She said, what do y'all have to talk about?
Oh! Okay, Dominique.
So I was just like,
y'all blocking?
No, I mean, it is what it is. But I'm just saying, like, they have a level of expectation as well.
Okay, I don't want a man follow me around the club, but I mean, I would like...
I do have a homegirl who was mean, though. She would... Like, this is back, like I said, when people were doing this more. Guys would buy her drinks. If she wasn't interested, she would take the drink.
Why take the drink?
This is what she did. She would walk away, and they would follow her, you know, whatever. And one day, she looked at the guy, like this particular time we were out. One day, she turned to the guy. She's like, why are you following me? She said, if you can't afford to buy me a $10 drink, then you don't need to be in here. And I said, okay, that was a little hard. It's not about if you can afford it or not.
And that's why men don't buy us drinks. I honestly believe that's
why. I'm not that way.
I know, but I know a lot of women who are that way, though. I know a lot of women who expect for a man to buy them a drink and don't talk to me. And to be honest, I really don't want you in my face in a club all night talking to me. You don't ask me if I'm part, like, would you like a drink or anything like that? Like, you're not going to waste all of my time. I mean, let me just be honest. Because you know I'm not a big drinker.
Right.
So I have like maybe 3 drinks and I'm good.
Right.
So, but just to even offer me is another thing, right?
Uh-huh.
But at the end of the day, I feel like the romance is gone.
Okay.
I was like with the guy who I'm talking to or whatever right now. And this is what I thought was, well, we'll talk about that later. But on our first date, we watched Love Jones.
Okay.
And I was looking at Love Jones and I was like,
what made you pick that movie?
Because I never really saw Love Jones.
Okay.
And so
you were at your house or his house?
I was at his house.
Okay.
So I was like, he was like, are you crazy? And I was like, I promise you, I've never
watched. You're going to have to teach him how to date, for sure.
Well, I think, honestly, I think that he has gotten out of a relationship. Like, he was married and now he's divorced and he's a, you know, divorced single parent. Like, he's a parent of 2 children. So, you know, I don't know. I don't
think you have to teach. Like, I don't think it's a...
I think men... Let me just be honest with you.
Something you forget how to do.
I think that men a lot of times see me and they think that they have to do things grandioso.
Okay.
All the time. Mainly because of how I look, where I work, you know, what I have. Like, but I tell men, I don't expect you to do anything for me that I can't do for myself. I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, I want to go to Ruth Chris every time we go out.
Right.
I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, I want to go to Ray's on the River every time we go out. I just want a nice outing. So, like, I was telling him, you know, for our first date, I wanted to go to the Outcast mural and take pictures.
Oh, that was cute. Oh, y'all didn't go.
It rained.
Dang.
That's how I ended up going to watch Love Jones at his house and drinking wine and making out.
Oh, God.
But I mean, hey, don't judge me. We're still going strong. Yay. Okay. But I just really, I like romance. I think right now, when you're in an over-sex type of generation, everything is sex, over-sex, filthy sex, mm-hmm. fucking.
Right.
It's like, where's the romance? When can I just look in your eyes and just rub your nose? And, like, we don't do that shit. Like, niggas really today say, oh, that shit's corny. That shit's corny, man.
They love to say that.
That shit corny. But let me bust on your face.
Woo! Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Wow. They think that that shit is more sexy.
Ooh, wow.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just like, where... Why do you think that disrespecting me and doing certain things sexually that porn stars do, you know what I'm saying, is what is going to keep a woman intrigued and keep her moist and keep her yearning for you and keep her, you know, the one thing that I have never, well, I lied. I did get this from my ex that completely ruined me.
Okay.
Because he spoiled the fuck out of me. I'm not going to even lie to you. Like, it was hard for me to get over this nigga.
Mm-hmm.
But I love getting flowers at my job.
Why?
I just love it. I love getting...
Is it the attention that you get that everyone's like, ooh,
I think it's just the art of surprise. Like, I didn't expect to get these lovely roses or this tropical bouquet of flowers with a love note in it. And it's really, it might cost you $38.
Right.
And it's something that is so romantic, so sweet, so endearing, that probably would give you the best head ever that night. Like, I promise you, my nigga, like, if you ever make me feel like a princess, I probably will get down like a porn star later on.
Okay.
But men today really don't know this. Like, I don't know if they don't know it or if they just
don't
want to show it.
There's a lot of people, like I said, there are other easier options.
And it's sad.
It's like, dang.
It's sad because at the end of the day,
but this girl's willing to do this.
And for free. And, you know, but you know what's really fucked up? Because they go with the easier option, right? This is what I always say. I would rather have quality over quantity, right?
Okay.
So you go through 15 cheap ass, poorly made bitches, right?
Okay. Uh-huh.
You go through all of them. You marry a poor, cheap made, poor quality ass bitch, right? And then you have kids by her, right? Then you realize that this bitch has nothing to offer you. It's a horrible mother.
And then what?
Can't clean a house.
And then what?
Can't make a decent dish.
And then what?
They get divorced and then they want you.
Oh, you are talking about something that's going on with me right now.
Hmm.
There is an individual.
Hmm.
And he knows I'm involved.
Hmm.
So he thinks because we had history.
Hmm.
That... he's gonna be able to ease his way on in, like, no issues.
Oh, baby.
And guess what? He did get married.
Oh, wow.
I would want to say the girl was a crackhead, but I don't want to really, like, disrespect her like that.
Okay.
But.
Did she occasionally do crack?
Hard drugs.
Ooh.
Because wow. she was a hard partier. You know what I'm saying? So,
got you.
He got with her. They got married.
Got babies.
Got two kids.
Wow.
Divorced.
Wow.
She's miserable.
Ooh.
He's miserable.
And now he wants to come
and
back.
Now he wants Ashley back.
Oh, bitch,
Ashley
please.
Really never had me. We used to hang out.
Bitch,
have a good
please.
Time. We used to have a great time. And he'd be like, man, you have your shit together. Like.
Oh, wow. You didn't notice that like 8 years ago?
He was like, you make a good wife.
Oh,
like,
wow.
He always talks about, man, I wish I could... you know, cook the way you cooked.
Wow, bitch, you tried it. Things. Like, at the end of the day, it's like, no, my nigga. It's like, no, this is too late. It's too late.
And he did hit me with a, you know, sometimes when people are young, they don't realize.
Oh, bitch, yeah. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. You realize what you wanted. Yeah, at the end of the day, like, I will say this, and I'm going to say this until my face turns blue.
But we were never together, just FYI. Me and him were never together. We just had a great time.
Well, how did you have a great time, bitch?
We hung out and stuff.
And what was stuff, bitch?
You know, going out eating shit like that.
Oh, okay. What you do afterwards? Whore. Anyway. You know, we were never really together. But no, and you know, the same situation has happened to me. Story time again. I dealt with a guy that, you know, I took him around my family. He actually went from Atlanta to my family reunion. And, you know, we had a great relationship. I thought we had it was all good.
Right.
And then, maybe 2 or 3 months later, after we went on a trip together, and he got ghost. Like, he just stopped.
Whoa, that's scary. That's so scary.
Calling, stopped answering.
How long were y'all together?
I say I knew him for about 2 years.
Okay. Y'all were together for 2 years? Or?
Well, I don't think we were together for 2 years, but we were dating for 2 years and then kind of like exclusive.
For?
Well, I thought.
You were exclusive for?
For about a year.
Okay.
And so, eventually I called this job. Like, you know, at first I was like, I don't want to like chase after him, but I needed closure. Like, if it was something that I did or something that I said, I just need closure. So I called this job and got through and talked to him, and he was like, he was in college and told me, I've been busy, because he was a phlebotomist. He worked at the hospital at Grady.
Okay.
And so he was like, I've been really busy with school, just trying to get my life together, and I'm sorry that I did this to you, yada yada yada. And I was like, okay, I guess, we're done.
Mm-hmm.
If that's really why you stopped talking to me for 2-3 months.
Right.
So I knew something was up, because no matter how busy you are or what you're going through, if you really care about somebody and love them, you're not going to just treat them like that. Right. You know what I'm saying? So I went on Facebook, and this is when you could search people's names on Facebook or search them through their phone numbers. I searched him, saw him sitting in a Mustang with a ring on his finger.
Ooh.
Come to find out, he was married, had a child, and all these years passed by, and he's blowing me up and, hey, babe, I really dig you, yada, 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 but my nigga, you're married. You're married.
He's still married.
When he first dealt with me, he was married.
Right.
And I was like, up until recently, I was just like, yo, you have to stop calling me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like you chose, and you were choosy when you chose. You chose the wrong person, but that's something that you're going to have to live with.
Yeah.
Because I'm not interested anymore. I mean, this is many, many years ago.
Right.
I think like maybe 8 or 9 years ago that we were together. And now you come in. The crazy thing about it is that if you're a good woman and that man let go of a good woman, he will always remember you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care how many years y'all have been separated and split up or whatever. If he knows that he missed out on a good woman, they will come back. They will come back.
Yeah.
And to me, it was just validation to know that I am a good woman and he was just not the right man for me. So, I mean, men, again, it's the simplest things that you can do. I mean, if you're not willing to go the extra mile, then I just don't think that you should date. I don't.
Okay.
I don't think, like, why are you going to the club? To hold a drink in your hand and stand up on the wall next to niggas?
Yep.
Am I lying? Is this not what they do in Atlanta?
Like, that's what's going on these days.
Motherfuckers go in the club, get fresh,
fresh to death, girl.
Right out in that nice little BMW, that little black man working car. Pull up in valet.
Get sections.
To sit in a whole section or stand up on the wall next to niggas and stare at bitches. And then if the women are not on their dick, like, I mean, literally on their dick.
That's what they want.
Then they're not. But you know what? Do you remember,
Can't do it.
Do you remember the guy that I had a falling out with in the group that was showing us all of his Goodwill suits? His name started with the L.
He was doing what?
He literally... You remember that day?
Wait, who is this? Wait, I'm trying to first remember the person. Okay, yeah. Oh!
I don't want to say any names because right. I don't want to give nobody no fucking clout.
Right.
But there was this dude that always would, like, post up. Like, he was just, like, smooth as shit. Like, you know, oh, I'm the shit. And I wear my tailored suits. And I think I got on them one day because I was like, all these tailored suits from the Goodwill, I mean, they look amazing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was always calling out on this shit. And I think a lot of men don't like me because I know when niggas are really trying to do the most, but they're doing the least. And I'm like, yo, pipe down. Come down a couple of notches. Because see, in Atlanta, I don't understand why men want to compete with women. Stop competing with women.
What do you mean by that?
Man,
like, it's like competing with women, and like in what aspect?
It's like I've seen it even in relationships. Okay. Like, say for instance, if I'm a real estate agent, right? Mm-hmm. And the guy that I'm dating is, I don't know, maybe a construction worker or a real estate agent. We'll say he's a real estate agent too. Mm-hmm. There's like competition of who does best and who makes more money, and it's always like, oh, I gotta show him up, and women do it too, but I don't understand why it's this culture if we are always competing against each other. It's always a competition in Atlanta. It's always, and I feel like it's always.
You don't think that's everywhere?
I don't think so.
Like this day and age.
I don't think so. I really don't think so.
You think it's just Atlanta?
I think Atlanta. No way. Well, because I lived in Boston for about 2.5 years, and I'm gonna tell you this: the men up north versus the men down south is completely different.
I feel like the dudes in DC are always in competition too with the women.
I can't speak on DC. Well, I will say when I go to the clubs in Boston, and I think the reason why is because a lot of these men that were in Boston are from the islands.
That's how it was.
They already take a dominant type of approach where they treat the women. You know, and, you know, shout out to my Haitian men. I can't marry y'all. Y'all crazy as fuck. I can't do it.
Wow.
I can't do it. But my Haitian men, my Jamaican men, they exude this type of confidence. They can be 4 feet tall. They exude this confidence of manhood.
Oh, yeah.
Where they're going to treat their woman right. They're going to, you know, buy her stuff, make her feel good. I had this guy when I was in Boston. He was like, come on, we're going to get our feet done.
Yeah. You're absolutely right. Like, my parents are Jamaican. I remember, like, my mom told me stories. Like, she was like, your dad would never let me pay for anything.
They don't. They do not. You go to a date. I was on multiple dates in Boston.
Like, even after they got married.
Yeah. I mean, to be honest, I'm not going to sit back and say, oh, I want my man to.
It's not even about.
I don't want that.
She didn't even really want that after. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But he wasn't allowing it any other way.
Because it's a difference. I don't know if it's a difference in the time period or if it's just a difference in how a lot of these men were raised. But I feel like what we have here now is a lot of women that are taking care of men. A lot of men that are sitting back and reaping the benefits. But I also know that there are a lot of women being taken care of, but they don't know how to take care of their man.
Yeah.
I see that too. And I see a lot of men who are very high rollers, very established, a lot of money, and they would rather get with a woman that is stupid and knows very little to remain dominant over them and to control them than deal with a woman who's educated and has things to offer, because that's a battle. That's a struggle. You know, that's a, it's, it, I'm telling you, Ashley. And so I, you know, you're not the first person to say, oh, it's going to, you're, it's going to take a strong man to deal with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cause I'm not easy to deal with.
But I don't
feel like I'm like, I'm not difficult, but
you have a great expectation.
That's it.
And I think that this is my whole thing, right? Because I really don't want, I want a man that is gentle and kind, because to be in a relationship with me and for me to be happy, I would melt like butter in your hand. Like, I'm not that type of person that is like, I want you to take me out every day. I don't want to cook. I'm not going to do this and that for you. Nigga, fuck you. I don't want to be in a combative relationship. I want to be in a healthy, strong, we work together to make each other happy and to be, you know, a cohesive unit. Mm-hmm. I don't want us to be like this. I want us to, you know, really gel well. So, but at the end of the day, there's just certain things. Like, this guy who I'm dating right now, he was like, I just need to be with a woman who will allow me to lead. And I was like, you know, I understand that, and I respect that, but
everybody can't lead, though. Everyone think, people think, like, because I'm a man, I lead. But there's a lot that comes with leading, because you can lead someone into a ditch.
You can.
So, okay, yes.
You know, my auntie told me.
You do want that, but you have to show us that you are capable of leading.
My auntie, who's been married now for about 40 some odd years, told me, she was like, allow them to believe that they're leading.
Oh, God.
It's hard. It's very hard to do. She was like, but allow them to believe that they are leading. She was like, at the end of the day, she was like, you take care of it. You, and it's hard. I'm telling you, it's nothing easy. I've seen my aunt and my uncle actually go at it. Uh-huh. But somebody has to relinquish that right. And the man should be the head of the household.
Right.
But if you're not, you can't sit here and tell me that you want to lead and you're not doing the things that you should be doing in order to be the head of the household.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to sit here and be out here working while you're out here just sitting on the couch and you talking about you want to lead because you want to manipulate all the money that I bring.
Right.
But if you're a man who's working hard, who's responsible, who's trying to get us somewhere, I'm going to say, you know what? If you feel like this is where we need to go, then this is where we're going to go. If you feel that this is what we need to do, then this is what we're going to do. And at the end of the day, we never know where we're going to end up, but I still support you.
Right.
I still love you. Mm-hmm. If you tell me that, you know, leave my job, let's go to California because you have a better job in California,
uh-huh,
and you want to buy a house in San Diego, and I say, okay, and I don't know anybody in San Diego, I'm going to go. I'm going to go. You know, because it's my husband, and I trust that my husband is leading his family in the right direction.
Uh-huh.
Now, am I going to have some requests when we go?
Of course.
Hell fucking yeah.
Of course.
All right, guys, that's been a wonderful show. I mean, make sure that you still email us, guys. We are not getting our email, so we are waiting because you have requested it.
Give them the email again.
Okay, so the email is thegotdametruth@gmail.com. And that's T-H-E, the got, G-O-T, dame, D-A-M-E, truth, uh-huh, T-R-U-T-H,
uh-huh,
@gmail.com. You can also follow us on our fan page on Facebook at The Dame Truth. And hopefully next week we'll be able to get Doc on the show. It's always hopefully we'll be able to get Doc on the show.
Tell him to come out of hiding.
I know. He's got to get out of Athens. And what else, Ashley?
What you're not going to do
is coming up next. All right, guys, We're back. What you not gonna do, Ashley? What you not finna do is...
you're not finna sit in my face while we are out in a lounge, talk that dry shit to me with crust in your eyes and sit in the corner of your mouth.
Ashley, is and he just waking up?
And not offer me... a little, so not even a ginger ale.
Damn, a
Maybe
ginger
don't
ale
waste my time. Maybe get out of my face.
Listen. That's what you're not finna do. Now, I'm gonna take it another step further because, you know, look here. I'm gonna tell y'all right now, I'm not dealing with no disrespect from no white woman.
Oh, Lord.
So, I'm going to just tell you right now, what you're not going to do is come to me with your little Trump bumper sticker, thinking that you can talk to me any kind of way. Bitch, you will get it. I'm just letting you know. Tell your aunties and your grandmamas and them. Listen, what you not finna do is talk to me crazy, bitch. Okay. With no Trump sticker, I'm gonna let you know if I even think remotely that you a Trump supporter, bitch.
Oh, Lord.
You about to get the whole truth and nothing but the truth. I'm gonna tell you about your whole lineage. I'm gonna tell you why I think you are ugly, and the reason why you ugly is because you have hate coming out of you, so that's why God is punishing you with old wrinkled skin, freckled face, and thin blown away hair, bitch. You're ugly because you're ugly from the inside out, bitch. So what you're not gonna do is come talking to me any kind of way, bitch. I don't care, even
take
if I'm at work.
Lips on.
Take your little thin slits and move the fuck on, bitch.
not slits.
Yes, slits. And have you noticed? Like, when they get older, the lips start to, like, disappear more.
That's unfortunate.
That's very unfortunate. I feel like that is God's way of punishing them for the hundreds of years of slavery that they have put upon black people in this country. Bitch, your lips disappear. Poof.
Ooh.
Anyway, on that note, guys, have a wonderful work week. Make sure tune in to the next thing, Truth. Make sure that you share the podcast and let everybody know that these bitches are crazy.
that bitch is crazy. I'm the only normal one.
All right, guys. We're out.
All right. Bye.
Later. Bye.